Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, you can't go there today, but if you went this weekend, it's probably a wonderful meal at Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland, just off of Highway 6 in between Lincoln and Omaha. My parents were there Saturday, Sip. They said I told you it was a good time. They had my dad had a steak, New York strip.
He had the strip.
He had the strip. Said it was really good. The cookie was excellent. The drinks were good. Everybody had a good time at Ruhlman Steakhouse, as you usually do in general.
Steaks always sound good. A New York strip, I need to probably get that next time.
Yeah, you could do all, you know, do a buffet. You've already had sirloin. Why don't I go to filet, and then the strip, and maybe the ribeye? Try them all. They're all there for a reason to try.
I get the sirloin Genevieve. I don't know. There's different ways to look at all of that. Sometimes there's a part of me that says just go with what you like and don't diverge. But I think it makes sense to diverge sometimes. But you got to be careful with it because you can... Then sometimes you'll regret it. You'll be like, why did I diverge? I like the sirloin Genevieve. That's what I like.
That's how I live my life a lot. People say, try something else. I say, no, this is elite.
This is what I like.
I know what I like here. I'm not changing it. Because now I'm going to say if I get something else and I don't like it, I wasted a trip to my favorite place or a place I like to eat 100. At. But I don't eat at every week. You know, if it's a couple times a year, I'm going to get this thing I like.
I know, but for the sake of discussion, I did change up my sides last time. And I was glad I did. I usually would go with the baked potato and the broccolini, and I went with the crab rice and the asparagus. Brussels sprouts.
I'm okay with that. Sides are interchangeable. Like, you know, I'm not going to a restaurant for the Brussels sprouts or the asparagus. I'm going for the main meal.
I'm close to saying you would go for the crab rice. You could just go for the crab.
I'm going to try that next time I'm there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's really good with steak, too.
Ruhlman Steakhouse closed today and tomorrow. Back open Wednesday to the public for lunch and dinner, but a wonderful spot. Thank you to Phil and the team for being wonderful supporters of us, and we support them.
Thank you to Rudy for being here this morning. Rudy's always here. Thank you, Rudy.
Bill will be back shortly to the show.
Bill.
He had a
minor emergency.
A quick reprieve for him. Yes. He's coming back now.
Oh, yeah. Here he comes. We bought time.
We did.
Yeah, we bought time.
We're just talking about Ruhlman's, Bill, and how much we love Phil and the team and how Sip is going to get a different steak next time. He's got sirloin, maybe. Genevieve, New York strip this next time he goes there.
Yes.
It's my favorite cut.
A lot of people say that.
It's my favorite cut.
New York strip.
Yes.
I like, okay, I'll think about it.
I like you sirloin. Stick with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't say you couldn't go back to it. Just try something else one time, you know?
What is a steak that has a little fat on it?
Ribeye.
That's what I'm going.
Ribeyes have really good steak. We had some ribeyes that that I was able to get through a speaking engagement.
Yes.
That I did, which was incredible. And and it was for the hospitality. Remember we had hospitality
over here?
In here? Yes, over here
at Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites, and they gave me 12 ribeyes. And
good
we
God. Thought,
and we made them into fajitas. And right away, the Schindler boy's like, I don't know if we want to use this good a steak for fajitas. Like, let's go ahead, we're doing it. It's the most incredible thing I've ever eaten in my life. And then there were
there was
some left over, and Shin Daddy and my sister took them home and had some friends over, and they said it was the best steak they've ever had in their life. That's how good it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Ribeye.
Oh.
Yes. Get a ribeye, Steve. Try that.
Yeah, next time.
I like Rumors. A little fat.
Sports.
Yeah. Sports.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Ndamukong Suh has not played in the NFL since 2022, but he did officially announce his retirement this weekend. 13 years in the league, 38 years old. The stats, a 13-year career, 2010 Defensive Rookie of the Year, 2019 Super Bowl champion, 5-time All-Pro, 71 sacks, 600 tackles, and 3 fumble returns for touchdowns for the legendary Ndamukong Suh. When at Nebraska, I mean, Bill, were you here when you were part of that recruitment when he was here? Or not?
Yeah, yes, I was here. Yep.
When you saw him in high school, did you ever think he would end up with this type of legendary career?
Well, he was pretty special. Like I said, John Blake and Dennis Wagner were kind of the ones that were involved in the recruiting part, and John obviously was a huge piece of that. You getting feedback?
I don't know what's going on with that microphone.
Is it my mic?
It's the mic, yeah.
Okay, I mean, let me switch that. But it was, you know, like I said, it was incredible. Then, like I said, then he just started coming into his own and became, I mean, in my opinion, not opinion, but I think it made it more factual. We go right to Keith Mann, the most decorated player to ever play at Nebraska. And I know we have Heisman Trophy winners, but he won everything. I mean, he won the Outland. He won the, I mean, he won the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes.
He won, and then in what, he finished like fourth?
Fourth in the Heisman in 2009.
Like that. Fourth in the Heisman. So I guess there, I don't know how you ever, I guess, really judge that, but I mean, that is as highly decorated of a player that's ever played. And so it, pretty, I mean, not pretty.
Here's a, I got a question for you.
Career.
This was broached to me yesterday.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Think about how good he was and how important he was to the 09 team. Then Nebraska goes into the Big Ten. You know, all that stuff bubbles up in 2010. Would they be in the Big Ten without, well, without what Bo did, but then if you narrow it down further, without having Sue?
Yes, they would have been in the Big Ten, but that is a big plus side. You know, a great example of this would with what Steve is saying. I think Nebraska, when you have that type of tradition, so if you go back, I mean, they were when Sue first came here, that was just 10 years removed from a three-year run. And then you have a place that has this type of, and they've won it before in the 70s, and also fan base. Money, everything. They have the whole thing.
I still think Bo a lot. And he put him in position.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were a no-brainer because they had just went to Jerry's World.
Yeah, and freaked everybody and out. I mean, Maryland and Rutgers had no business, and they just went because they needed an East Coast presence.
Yep.
And so you can't say, well, you know, you got to see that. I mean, they definitely had it. It should be in there.
You could say that the time. that Sioux group made it an easy sell.
Well, here's the best way to look at it with when you want to talk about Sioux. Is if you go back to Harbaugh, Shaw at Stanford, Stanford right now would be in the Big Ten. If right off of that run, when they went to three or four Rose Bowls and won a couple Rose Bowls, Shaw, I think, won two Rose Bowls at Stanford. Imagine if all of a sudden then, do you think they would be in the ACC with Cal?
No,
they'd be in the Big Ten.
Maybe.
They would be. Yeah. You can sit there and say, well, they're softball, really good. Volleyball, really good.
Best athletics program.
Yeah, so they'd have been a slam dunk. Big Ten would have been begging for Stanford right when they came off of those seasons.
That's what I'm saying.
So do they have something to do with it? Yes. I think no matter what, I think that the logo was so big, Steve, that they still would have been in, but I'm still very hang on now. You're telling me. You gave me the face as if you're telling
me. No, I think you're right.
If it wasn't because of one season, they wouldn't have gotten in the Big Ten, and I don't believe that. They still would have gotten the Big Ten.
Well,
the logo was too big. But 100% on how good Sue was and what he did to create such a national buzz.
I'll just say it this way. They made Nebraska much more attractive. It was a kind of made Nebraska a no-brainer. Maybe you would have had to think about it if they had continued to struggle. But anyway, the other thing about Sue is I didn't know this, but he about left. I didn't know he about left. Sean told me that last night. I was like, I have no recollection of that after the 08 season that Bo, it wasn't a given that he would just stay at Nebraska after the change of coaching staffs. That Sean said that, no, he goes, don't you remember? I said, no, I don't remember. I don't remember any of that. That he had vacillated and thought about leaving. But apparently he did. And Bo, according to Sean, was like, go. You don't have to stay. I mean, that's Bo's demeanor typically. He's not begging anybody to stay. So thank God he stayed. You know.
Worked out pretty well.
Yeah, worked out really well for Nebraska.
You'd be shocked, and I would say maybe it's more honest. You'd be shocked if he really talked to everyone I bet it'd be in the high 80s to 90 percentile of those who considered leaving.
100.
I mean, this is not anything. Just
100.
I remember Turner Gill telling me the story because I remember sitting in my dorm room listening to albums. Just wanted to go home. I just wanted to leave.
Yep. I used to get it when I was a young Cub reporter. Some guy would tell some big time player would say, "Yeah, I thought about leaving." I'd run back to the Journal Star and tell Hamilton, "God dang, I got to write this story. This so and so thought about leaving." And he'd just roll his eyes.
Yeah,
like it's simple. They all think about leaving.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
The difference now is when you think about leaving, you can.
You pretty much go.
The door's open.
And they pretty much just go.
The door's open. Before it was like, okay, you want to leave? You got to sit out a year.
Yeah.
You got to sit out a year in conference 2 years in a lot of probably places.
You ain't going in conference.
Yeah.
We ain't going to release you.
We're not going to release you. And they can control your release.
Right. Yeah.
They can control your release.
100.
Yeah.
So, no, it was way different. You're right, though. I don't want to say everybody thought about leaving, but. It wasn't. I used to think it was a big deal. Then, no, it's not a big deal. It's not really. But I will say this. If Sue would have left, how much different would it have been here?
Well, he's a second overall pick. He's a Heisman Trophy candidate as a defensive tackle. So, yeah. Yes.
They still had guys, but he was so.
Who was in front of him? Who went one?
Oh.
Hold on. Well, ChatGPT.
2009.
Hold on.
Great question.
No,
if I knew what the team was, I'd know who picked.
Don't worry about it. We have ChatGPT.
And was that person good is the question. Was the first overall pick worth it for that team?
Who was the number one pick in what
usually
year?
Usually a nail at 2009. Or
would it have been 2010 or
2010? 2010.
2010.
NFL the 10 draft.
The number one overall pick was Sam Bradford, a quarterback from the University of Oklahoma.
That's right. He went first.
Selected by the St. Louis Rams. Sam Bradford, pretty good.
Solid, but no. Yeah,
he's not Sue.
He's not Sue.
No,
he didn't have a great NFL career.
He was hurt a lot. He had some injuries.
I can see why. He was hurt. And, I mean, it's not horrific, but that's one of those picks. It's kind of like, hey, we could have had Sue.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to GMs, scouts, what they thought, how many players they'd seen on film that rivaled him. Because his film was was Sue's was remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Congrats to Ndamukong Suh on a wonderful, wonderful NFL career. When we come back, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.